Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome back to our show. Once again, nice-looking afternoon. And, you know, the good news is the rain that was predicted for Friday appears to be diminishing to some degree. Now, what seemed like it was going to be heavy rain, now I'm hearing that, like, just scattered showers Saturday afternoon and then the chance of rain Sunday for Jazz Fest, even less. We're doing our show tomorrow afternoon live from Jazz Fest at the Miller Tent. Looking forward to that. It's Locals Day, but, you know, a lot of other people sneak in. I mean, you're going to find people from out of town around the country that are there, but this started out to be Locals Day. And we'll be at the Miller Lite tent, brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Lite is the official beer of Jazz Fest. Looking forward to that. And if you haven't gotten it yet, get the app radio.com. It makes it so easy for you to stream us anytime, anywhere. And when you favorite WWL at radio.com, you favorite us, then you can quickly connect to us on Facebook and Twitter. And I've got a video up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. It'll be on the SOTA Facebook page later. But it's a video about, well, Mayor Landrieu. And if you're just tuning in, I went on a rant earlier today about the mayor. I was walking to the station today from my apartment building, and I thought, what a nice day. And we're doing the show from Jazz Fest tomorrow, another Jazz Fest weekend. There's just so many great things about the city. And I thought, you know, there's so many things about the city that just, it's a shame because they could be fixed. And there are things about the city that could be better than they are. And look, no city's perfect. But I just see some blatant things that affect you and me, not only those of us who live in New Orleans, but those of you who live in the suburban areas. You live in the surrounding areas, you depend on New Orleans. And you actually come to New Orleans. So, you know, you have a vested interest in this city being run properly, even if you don't have a direct vote in the city. And I really wondered, was I a little too critical of Mayor Landrieu? Have I been a little too hard on him? And then I thought, no, not really. Anyway, you can get involved in that conversation. I also love to get involved in those conversations and will a little bit later on. It's at WWL.com, and also it's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. So there's so much going on with President Trump, and there's so much going on in Washington that I don't know about you, but I find it absolutely overwhelming. And I'm a political junkie, but it's like, I mean, I don't know if I can take it anymore. I mean, we have to. I'll talk about what I have to talk about, but it's just nonstop, and it's one thing after another. I mean, it has never ever been like this, and it's not the media's fault. It's the information that is presented out in public and to the media. And look, the media is biased. I get that on both sides. I get that. But, I mean, do you not find the information flow just so overwhelming? I mean, I leave the show. I go home. I relax a little bit. I eat. And then I watch the news channels. And then I watch the local news. And then I go to bed. And I find myself, you know, is this CNN? Is this cable news network, or is this the comedy news network channel? I mean, it's to the point where it's comedy. It's so overwhelming that it's just unbelievable, even for somebody like myself who is a political junkie. Rudy Giuliani has now said that a Trump-Mueller interview would be 3 to 4 hours max. Oh, and by the way, you know, there have been a lot of people that have said President Trump acts like a dictator, and we now have some evidence that he is. I'm sure you've heard the story that his longtime doctor claims that President Trump dictated a letter about how healthy he was. So if he dictated the letter, then I would think that that makes Trump a dictator. We also talked about how former WWE wrestler Kane has now won the mayor's race in Knoxville, Tennessee. He ran as a Republican on far-right issues. So what does that tell us about the state of politics in this midterm election year of 2018? Also, I talked about it because it was a big deal when it happened. Last month, Rachel Maddow was the top-rated TV show on cable, and she beat Sean Hannity. And that was a very, very significant change. And in the overall ratings last month, Fox News was number one, MSNBC was number two. So there's a really strong battle going on between the right and the left when it comes to cable news. However, last month, well, when I say last month's ratings, I meant March's ratings. The April ratings are out, and Sean Hannity is back at number one, and Rachel Maddow is number two. Sean Hannity has 3,264,000 viewers. Rachel Maddow has 3,016,000 viewers. Tucker Carlson is number three. This is among the cable news shows. It's Hannity first, Rachel Maddow second. Tucker Carlson tonight, Fox, number three. The Ingram Angle, number four on Fox. The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, number five on MSNBC. Special Report with Bret Baier on Fox, number six. The Five on Fox, number seven. The Story on Fox, number eight. All In with Chris Hayes, number nine. And Hardball with Chris Matthews is number 10. So what is that? I guess Fox has six of the top shows in the top 10, and MSNBC has the top four. Where's CNN? Anderson Cooper was the top-rated show on CNN, number 24. These are the April Nielsen ratings. This is total audience. Fox and Friends in the morning was number 14. Morning Joe on MSNBC was number 26. New Day on CNN, which I think is a good show, was number 41. So it's interesting. And since I talked about it when Rachel Maddow had taken over, I wanted to be fair and talk about how Sean Hannity is now back at number one. But it's a real close race. And this is something that has happened in the last six or seven months. This has become a very, very close race. And it just goes to show you how divided our country is politically. There is continuing backlash against the high school student we talked about yesterday for posting a picture wearing a traditional Chinese dress that she wore to her prom. She was accused of being a closet racist and accused of cultural appropriation, stealing somebody else's culture. There's also criticism of the way she posed, and she posed bowing down with her hands together, which is something that many Asian cultures do. And she was criticized for that. You know, I make similar gestures when I go to a sushi bar and I know they're from Japan. And the owner of Shogun is from Japan. And every once in a while, I will do my best to speak to him in Japanese. And I bow. Is that cultural appropriation? I mean, I don't think that's wrong. I mean, if you go to Mexico and you take a nap in the middle of the day, I mean, is that... cultural appropriation? Or what if you go home and take a nap in the middle? What if you go home and take a siesta? Is that cultural appropriation? I don't think so. The Boy Scouts are going to change their name because girls are now coming in. The Boy Scouts are getting a name change. They're going to become BSA starting next year. The Boy Scouts program for 11 to 17-year-old boys will now be known as the Scouts BSA. And the new name is meant to welcome in the girls that will start joining the group next year. Girls are already allowed to join the Cub Scouts. Now they will be part of Scouts BSA, referring to themselves as Scouts rather than as Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Are you okay with this? Don't we have more important things to worry about than boys and girls being in Scouts together? And when you think about where we are in our society, men and women working next to each other. Isn't this a better way to prepare young people to see each other as equals? That in the Scouts, you do things together. There's working on badges. There are projects and things that you do, and you do things together. Is this not a good step in the right direction? So they're going to be known as Scouts, BSA. Now, BSA stands for Boy Scouts of America, but they're not going to be called the Boy Scouts to welcome in the girls. I don't see a problem with this. In fact, I think there's actually a positive aspect of that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text number 870-870. I was a Cub Scout. I wasn't, you know, I never made it to the Boy Scouts. I don't know what happened, but I was a Cub Scout for a little while. But if I would have been in the Boy Scouts, my son was, if I would have been in the Boy Scouts, I would have wanted girls there. I mean, that would be a great way to just meet people. So the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts coming together, is this a positive thing? Also, there's backlash concerning leaving daylight savings time forever. We'll get to that. Again, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, girls are going to join the Boy Scouts. Here's a text that says, Scoot, just the other day you said you thought that there was no problem with male females having separate clubs or organizations. Now you have no problem with girls integrating into the Boy Scouts. If girls want to do what boys do, wouldn't it be more productive to change the Girl Scouts? Well, no, and I still stand by what I said. We were talking about a guy who was trying to be one of the sensations, and it really came down to, look, if the guy can entertain, then maybe he should be part of the sensations. But I still don't have a problem with the concept of males and females being separated in certain situations. For example, all Hooters waitresses are female. I mean, there can be clubs in certain situations where it's gender specific. But when it comes to like the Scouts, maybe that is something that would better prepare guys in particular for respecting females in the workplace, because they'll be working together. There won't be this separate thing. And so I think that might be a positive thing. However, again, I still recognize that there could be times where there's a group and there's justification for just boys or just girls. Here is a text that says, I'm sure the boys are going to enjoy overnight camping with the girls. I'm sure they've got that all figured out. David, you're on WWL.
What's going on, Scoot?
Hey, David.
Hey, look, about the Scouts, I don't see a problem. I'm hoping that the Scouts not having a financial, you know, any kind of difficulty financially. Maybe this is why they're making this move. I don't know. But I hope they're not having any kind of problems like that. Now, I don't know. The girls, Scouts will not accept boys. They, right now, they're going to have a campaign. And they said it's going to be a strong campaign to keep it all girls in the Girl Scouts. Now, is that fair? Hello?
Well, you know, sometimes things aren't fair.
Yeah, and that's right. Now,
but what about the idea that when you think about ultimately ending up in the workplace as equals,
Scouts? We don't have to go there, because now I'm going to go back to the post 870, the Marine Corps base that used to be at the lakefront that Hurricane Katrina had destroyed. Unfortunately, I was an explorer at the lakefront, okay? And they had girls in there. You know, I didn't have a problem with it, you know? Now, you got to remember, the explorers is a part of the Boy Scouts, okay? And I didn't find any kind of problem with that. Yeah. We went on camping trips. But I mean, hey, man, everybody just went. And I didn't have a problem with it, you know? So now that I look at it like that and think about, you know, back in the 80s, you know, when I was an explorer, I really didn't have a problem.
You were an explorer, and you were looking to explore a lot of things.
Oh, nah, man. Staff Sergeant Cartwright would not, you know, he wouldn't have had that.
Yeah.
He was a good Marine, you know.
All right, David, look, I appreciate the call. And, you know, it may be about money, because there have been some churches that have left the scouting program over the last few years, and there was sponsorship issues with that. Jack, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
In response to your question, I just, in my opinion, feel that this move among me and others is part of a an overall movement of degenderization. There are outlooks by some special interest groups that feel that it's obsolete to have gender. And I think that the Western nations, unfortunately and hypocritically, have set themselves up as the sexual moral police to the world. I think it was Angela Merkel, I think, that addressed African leaders and was persuading them to legalize same-sex marriage. If people's cultures do not embrace the various sexual lifestyles that exist in the West, you know, it seems like it's a continuation of colonial conquest to say, you must do this, like an arrogance. And I just feel that this is part of a degenderizing effort worldwide that's taking place.
Well, it's an interesting observation. I disagree. I think there's a different motive than that, but I can see why you would come to that thought based on what's going on. And, you know, Merkel, the leader of Germany, look, I side with her. I'm very much in support of same-sex marriage because that's between two consenting adults and shouldn't bother anybody else. When it comes to equality, I'm for equality. If a woman is doing the same job as a man, she should get paid the same as a man. And so when it comes to scouting, maybe this is an attempt to just create an earlier platform for equal rights.
Okay, I think it's kind of hypocritical on the part of some of the Western nations take their stance when they within their own countries haven't fully embraced the concept of equal rights for other groups.
Well, Jack, I'm gonna have to leave it there.
Okay,
I've got news coming up, but I appreciate you bringing that up. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Yeah, we're talking about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts coming together. There's going to be a name change next year. They're going to be known as the Scouts, BSA, and they will refer to each other as Scouts and not Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Do you have a problem with that? Also, adding to the conversation, Louisiana lawmakers might consider getting rid of daylight savings time. What do you think of that? That's our Pretty Most opinion poll. Should daylight savings time be eliminated in Louisiana? 58% say yes. 42% say no. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. When I was doing morning radio, I used to love standard time. I didn't like daylight savings time because I had to go to bed so early. So it just seemed like the night wasn't really very long. And especially in Seattle and Portland, in the summertime, I mean, at 9 o'clock, 9:15, it wasn't even totally dark yet. And, you know, I'm in bed trying to go to sleep. And I was like living in Alaska, not that I've ever lived there. So I know so many people who just love daylight savings time because in the spring it gives you that extra daylight at the end of the day, and now they're talking about eliminating that. And I think Hawaii and Arizona are the only states that do not recognize daylight savings time. So you can give us your opinion on that by going to our website, WWL.com. Here is a text that says, you claim to be a Christian, yet you support gay marriage. That, according to God, is an abomination. Also, just because a woman has the same job as a man doesn't mean that she should be paid as much. If he does it better, he should get paid more. Well, then he's not doing the same job as she is. If she's doing the same job as him, they should be paid the same. I'm very content calling myself a Christian. If that makes you a little uncomfortable, I can't be responsible for that. I'm a Christian, and I support gay marriage, and I'm not alone. Here is a text that says, I have a child in both Boy and Girl Scouts. I don't understand why they need to blend them. What happens when they go camping? Will they share a tent? I'm sure the Boy Scouts are hoping for that, but I'm sure they have that figured out. Howard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. So Eagle Scout here, and you're all right. They already got that figured out. From what I've read, it's from junior high on up, which is actually where the Boy Scouts are. They're actually going, females will have their own separate troops. So it's not so much as females getting accepted in Boy Scouts as Boy Scouts actually creating a whole Girl Scouts division within themselves.
I see.
Because Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are two separate organizations.
Oh, I see. So it's the organization. So it's more of a bureaucratic move than anything.
Yes, yeah, so I think it will be good for the Boy Scouts because of that. Because I haven't checked numbers or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure their enrollment's probably down from letting the gays in, letting trans in, and also the churches pulling funding and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure they've had some difficulty. So basically allowing the girls in is just pulling away from the Girl Scouts and helping bump up their numbers.
Howard, is there any decision made about who's going to sell the cookies?
Well, in Boy Scouts, we don't sell cookies.
I'm sorry, what?
But that'll still be the Girl Scouts. That'll be all them.
Okay.
That'll still exist.
All right, Howard, I appreciate the call. Steve, you're on WWL. You got a question about the cookies, too?
Yeah. What's going to happen with Thin Mints? Let's get serious. This is the important
thing. Is the important stuff. What's going to happen to the Thin Mints and then those Hawaiian kind of creation things?
Right.
Yeah, for some reason, it just... I shouldn't be this way because I'm certainly not a macho guy, but, is there something wrong with guys selling cookies?
No, just as long as they keep making them. That's the thing, you know? But secondly, my father was a scoutmaster when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And we would go on camping trips, and sometimes it would be just him supervising 20 kids. But now, say, a troop that has both girls and boys and go on a camping trip, they're going to need more chaperones, I would think. You know, so the parents of the girls are probably going to have to get involved or more...
I do remember times I had never gone camping as a kid. The first time I went camping was when my son was in the Boy Scouts here in the New Orleans area, and we went on a camping trip to I don't know, Percy Quinn or Flint or someplace.
St. Ben's, seminary up on the North Shore.
So that was the first time I ever went camping, and there were some fathers like me there, but there were also some mothers there with their sons. So there were male and female chaperones and different parents with their kids. I mean, nothing happened. Well, not that I know of.
No,
anyway.
No, I was just worried about my Thin Mints, actually. Yeah. Thanks for the help.
All right, Steve, I appreciate the call. I mean, there's nothing wrong with guys selling cookies, but I think the Boy Scouts sell something like popcorn. See, that would be very stereotypical, though. You know, the guys, the Boy Scouts sell popcorn and beef jerky, and the girls sell cookies and muffins. Hey, let me give you this update on something we talked about on the show yesterday. The Utah teenager, 18 years old in high school, her name is Kaziah, and she's in Utah, and she was modeling a beautiful traditional Chinese dress. And she was also posing with her hands together and appearing to bow. And she was attacked on social media. She wore the prom to her dress. She was criticized for being a closet racist and for cultural appropriation, stealing somebody else's culture. And we talked about it yesterday, and I thought that was insane. And I'm learning more about the criticism. And here's another social media post about the dress. It says, "This isn't okay. I wouldn't wear traditional Korean, Japanese, or any other traditional dress, and I'm Asian. I wouldn't wear traditional Irish or Swedish or Greek dress either. There's a lot of history behind these clothes. Sad." What about the many people that wear like a Mexican wedding dress? I'm not a Mexican. A Mexican wedding shirt. you go to Hawaii, you wear a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, if you wear a Hawaiian print shirt, is that stealing Hawaiian culture? Another text, this was something else that was posted on social media. "Oh God, this pose is cherry on top of the casually racist post. It's not just a dress. It's something that means something historically and traditionally to the Chinese." I just don't understand. I don't get it. Can we only wear clothes that reflect our culture? God, I hope not. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. That's right, man. We're tough. We don't cry. Can't make us cry. I mean, there was a time when, boys weren't supposed to cry. Here's an update on our Pretty Modest Opinion poll. Should daylight savings time be eliminated in Louisiana? 65% say yes, and 35% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, I am a Scottish-Irish descent. Do I have to wear kilts to be culturally correct? Yes, you do. Here's another text that says, what's wrong with people wearing a beautiful dress with a pretty girl? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Here is another text that says, is it disrespectful with American traditional blue jeans? When others, what about other cultures wearing blue jeans? I mean, that's like an American thing. Here's a text that says, to the dress topic, what happened to imitation being the greatest form of flattery? Well, something happened to that, because now it's all territorial. It's all about the tribes we live in. Political, social tribalism has taken over this country, if you haven't noticed. That's the best way to define it. So Kanye West has said some crazy things, and he's now done it again. Kanye West said that 400 years of slavery really means that slavery was voluntary. We've got two reports with different perspectives on this. Anne Marie Green, CBS News anchor, had this comment on Kanye West's comment.
During an interview on TMZ Live yesterday, West suggested African Americans were complicit in upholding slavery.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery.
West's comments were heavily criticized on social media. Well, later on Twitter, he defended his comments, saying it was just an idea. During the interview, West also defended his controversial support of President Trump, saying that he just loves Trump.
And Deborah Rodriguez is a CBS News correspondent. She was at the NRA meeting in Dallas, and she had this comment on Kanye West's comment about slavery being voluntary.
Kanye West is making no apologies for calling slavery a choice. The rapper says he knows Africans didn't get shackled and put on boats by free will, but he tells TMZ mental enslavement in this country was a result of hundreds of years of being marginalized.
People were taught how to think, we're taught how to feel. We don't know how to think for ourselves. We don't know how to feel for ourselves. People say feel free, but they don't really want us to feel free.
The head of an international justice mission in the UK denounces the remarks. David Westlake says more people are enslaved today than at any other point in history. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how some people will say things just to say things. I mean, that seems to be kind of obvious. I got a text here. It says, Scoot, can I still wear Bermuda shorts? Not unless you're from Bermuda. You cannot wear Bermuda shorts. I mean, look, it's pretty simple, right? Here is a text that says, so I guess those Middle Eastern businessmen wearing Western suits are wrong. Well, see, I don't think they are, but I mean, I guess that argument can be made. You know, really, this is just a little bit out of control. Maybe sometimes people just have too much time on their hands. There's a church in West Virginia that has voted to kick out a local Baptist association because the pastor says gays and lesbians should be welcome in the church. The Fairmont, West Virginia Baptist Association voted to oust the First Baptist Church earlier this month. The pastor endorsed the local human rights ordinance protecting sexual orientation. In a statement in February, the pastor said, many progressive Christians reject outright the idea that homosexual behavior is a violation of God's law. She offered to resign. The church rejected her offer to resign and said that they would simply remove the church from their association. Well, don't they have a right to do that? I mean, you can't tell a church what to do. I mean, if a church wants to say that homosexuality is wrong, or if a church wants to say that homosexuality is right, hey, that's up to the church. You know, the idea of government telling a church what it can and cannot believe is very, very disturbing to me and should be disturbing to all of us, regardless of how you feel about the issue. So, you know, I do think it's okay for the Fairmont West Virginia Baptist Association to kick out the First Baptist Church if they accept homosexuals, and that's not something that they do. And so I guess you make a decision. If you're part of a congregation, you make a decision about where you go to church based on the beliefs. Here is a text that said, I'm still wearing my Speedos. Well, wait a minute now. What culture are Speedos from? Look, I know a lot of Europeans wear them. Yeah, that's a big deal. In a lot of Europeans wear Speedos. And, you know, it's okay in Europe. I've never been to Europe, but that's okay in Europe. But, you know, they come to our country, and a lot of lanky, really white people, skinny white people walking around in Speedos. It's not, you know, I remember that sight in San Diego, and it's not a pretty sight. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WVUL. And I just got a news alert on my phone, which you can get also if you sign up for it. It's the WWL News Alert. Just text the word news to 870-870 and then confirm, and you'll get news alerts as well. Mayor-elect LaToya Cantrell has officially said that NOPD Police Chief Michael Harrison will stay on as police chief, and I personally think that is a very good move. Here's a text that says, I truly believe that whoever started daylight savings time did not have kids. Kids are always a mess for several days after the time changes. And here's a final update on our Pretty Most opinion poll. Should daylight savings time be eliminated in Louisiana? Something our legislature may consider. 59% say yes, 41% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. There was a report that came out April 30th. That would have been a couple days ago. From the Daily World Update. It was published, and here's what the story said. Hillary Clinton was killed this afternoon when she attempted to do her own stunt while shooting a documentary about the 2016 election. Clinton, who is known to be sickly and feeble, tried to recreate her fall outside the 9/11 memorial. Clinton was supposed to have been caught by two Secret Service agents, but since the filming wasn't official business, the studio used actors. They were not prepared for the fall, said an agent on the scene as he watched helplessly as their assignment's brains became one with the St. Louis sewer system. So I want to clear off the fake news report. Hillary Clinton is not dead. She did not die in the filming of a documentary in Houston. I mean, like, this reeks of fake news when somebody says, the agent says, they watched helplessly as her brains became one with the St. Louis sewer system. Our sports talk is coming up next with Bobby and Christian. Former Saints wide receiver, the great Marcus Colston, will join the guys at 4:35. Then Tom Amos, the thoroughbred horse trainer, at 5:20. And I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, and Todd Vanessis, our show and studio producer. Thank you for being part of our show. We're back tomorrow live from Jazz Fest. Love you, New Orleans.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.